Welcome back to the Press Box on our Saturday racing preview show. And as always, my great friend and host, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker, joins us from the corporate headquarters in Lexington, Kentucky.
Jeter, how the heck you're doing? Great to talk to you again. We want to remind folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, Gina, let's go up to the East Coast, Grade 1, the Belmont Derby Invitational.
You know, Buzzy, wasn't that long ago that Myra and Belmont Park were looking to add some major events. You know, those are the things that kind of bring people out. And you know, they came up with the idea of creating the Belmont Derby, which is by invitation only, a Grade 1 stakes now. But it's a day of kind of a festival day of turf racing. And, you know, this is a mile and a quarter over the grass, and it's been able to attract some top European runners. You know, in addition, they've got the Grade 1 700,000 Belmont Oaks Invitational as well on the cards today.
Right.
And so it's a big day of turf racing for Belmont before they go shift gears and head to Saratoga, and some really outstanding international flavor to the American racing scene.
And, of course, this is also the first leg of what they're calling the Turf Triple. So you've got the $1 million Saratoga Derby Invitational on August 7th, $1 million Jockey Club Derby on September 18th back at Belmont. But let's talk about this international field and Bolshoi Ballet getting a lot of attention.
And should, you know, Buzzy, trained by Aidan O'Brien, who's recognized as one of the best trainers in the world, and particularly as they race in Europe over the grass. I mean, this is a son of the champion Galileo. You know, he's got the pedigree, obviously, with that sire line, but he also's got the race record, having won a Group 3 by 1.5 lengths in April, and then he won another Group 3 by 6 lengths in May. You know, he seems to be getting better, and he's been training very well, according to the O'Brien traveling assistant, T.J. Comerford.
Yeah.
So, you know, he just says once he has good to firm ground, that makes a difference. Mostly these European runners kind of like it soft. Maybe this horse will really take to the ground up in New York. Although, I will tell you, they've had a ton of rain this week, and that ground may actually be a little on the softer side.
Right, right. And I know that even though Bolshoi Ballet is getting a ton of attention, there are at least a couple of runners in this field that have attracted your attention before and may very well on this day.
Yeah, and I'm going to go against Bolshoi, boy. It's easy for you to say. I get kind of marbles in the mouth when I try to say it.
It's
but
okay.
I'm going to go with trainer Jonathan Thomas has a horse in here. Jonathan Thomas, if you'll remember, Buzzy, had Catholic Boy, who now stands over at Claiborne Farm as a stallion.
Yep.
Catholic Boy could run on either grass or dirt, was graded stakes winner on both of those surfaces. Jonathan Thomas has a horse in here that I really think has a big shot. And I think could go off at really some solid odds by the name of Hard Love. Coming off 5 months rest in the Woodhaven on April the 17th at Aqueduct, he defeated Next Out winner. It's a gamble by 1.25 length. He was pointed originally to the Grade 3 Pennine Ridge on May 29th, but Thomas decided to opt instead for this race, which is a Grade 1 event. And I think that indicates that Jonathan Thomas really believes his horse is doing very, very well and would fit the mile and a quarter distance. Hard Love is going to be my pick in the Grade 1 Belmont Derby today, Buzzy, up at Belmont Park.
Okay, so you can get Gene's picks not only for that card at Belmont, but all the picks you're looking for here in the Commonwealth as well. You can get all that at the PressBoxLPS.com. And, folks, I'm telling you, every day that goes by, something else new and exciting happen at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. You can get information on how you can get on that as well at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean here is hoping that you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. And before I leave you, before we let him go, the old Pea Patch is going to be running today.
Let's go!
Down in Henderson. I got a long shot special that I want to tout, and the sixth race, a horse by the name of Wora, W-O-R-A, Wora, in the sixth, long shot special, three-year-old son of Upstart. This one costs $510,000 to purchase and does have what I like to call run ability.
I like that. So you can get those picks, obviously, at Ellis as well. McLean selection for Ellis Park on Saturday, July 10th, already up at thepressboxlts.com, Wora in the sixth. My friend, have a great weekend. See you soon.
You too, my friend. Love you. Thanks for everything you do.
Love you, boy. Take care.
Take care, man.